Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Olin Krutz.
You know, like if I was in the building, let's help the Bears. If I was in the building, I would take all their quotes and put them up in front of them.
Oh, Billy.
And be like, this is what you said last year.
That's a long meeting.
This is what you said, this what you, and then, okay, guys, like eventually it's time to live up.
Being able to call out the things that aren't up to standard right there in the moment, man to man, that is something that Ben's going to be really good at.
You just got to go back to the drawing board and start putting people in different positions.
I think the biggest thing is, I mean, they're not accepting anything below the standard. And I mean, we're being held accountable. And when you up, excuse my language, you being presented in front of the team.
Nobody wants to be called out, you know, but that's important, you know, for a team and for us to be able to go out there and, you know, hold each other accountable.
We understand, you know what I mean? We've been through a lot of stuff as an organization, as a football team, but none of that stuff is what we focus on right now.
You know, no detail goes unnoticed. Ben's all about the details, and you feel that in every meeting.
To be honest, truly be honest, I feel like it's different. Like, I know a lot of players say that, but the only reason I say that is because when I walked into the weight room doing OTAs, the linemen were getting after it. Like, you hear the weights just smashing, just getting, you know, everybody just getting to work. And that never happened while I was with the Bears. Hard work, you know, we're just going to keep working. We're not going to talk. And we're just going to put the work in and just let it, you know, speak for itself.
Why are you losing the first two games? Undisciplined, yep. No detail, not executing.
Yeah,
not why physical. Did you tell me you lost last year? Oh, because the coach didn't hold to a standard. But this year, the standard's there. So then who is it?
I think our practice habits are yet to reflect a championship caliber team.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
How about that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Tanny leaving a little treat for Olin there in the open. This segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. O joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. O, let's start with some of the big talk that we've heard from the Bears since the hiring of Ben Johnson, and it's fresh and everything's on the former coach. Why do you think we haven't seen the fruits of the labor of the change?
Well, first of all, is anybody better at it than Tanny? I don't think so. He holds himself to a standard. He remembers the details. He focuses on them and he gets stuff done.
Yep.
It takes a long time, Lawrence. to change a culture, and it takes a lot of people around one guy saying something. But look, he's not in every room, right? He's not in every walkthrough. He's not in every drill, and he's not at every practice. So football buildings, what you'll notice about them when teams win for a while is when you take a look at everybody that was in there, you're usually shocked and you say, man, oh, he was there too? Well, I didn't know that guy was there. I didn't know all those good people were in one building holding everybody to the standard, because most, like you guys know, most of the time in football buildings, man, they're telling you exactly what you want to hear, right? They're telling the media, they come to a certain town, they come to Chicago, they come to Illinois, they know what everybody believes in here, right? Believe in hard work, blue collar, tough, wake up in the morning, go do your job, do the things you're supposed to do. So guess what they tell you at the podium? Exactly what you want to hear. But you know what talks to me? Film. Film talks to me. I don't see that on film, and that's what really what we're trying to talk about when you're at the pre- and post-game show, and what we've been trying to talk about now for so many years. And you guys know this. Off the mic, I've been telling you guys for a while. It really worries me when 40 millionaires blame one guy for the fact that they can't do their job. Right, because like you don't care who's in the building, you don't care who is the guy holding the standard. You just care that you're doing your job, right? You never blame somebody that you can't do your work. But that's what they did at Hallis Hall, and then they came out for 2 weeks in a row. And it's early in the season, and it's early in the Ben Johnson era, and they got a lot to learn, a lot to prove. But they laid an egg last week.
Olin, you know, how did you take Ben calling out the practice habits and Grady Jarrett not taking that well and responding the way that he did yesterday? What do you make of that dynamic? You've probably been through similar.
Yeah, the first thing I thought when Ben Johnson said that was it's like the people who are supposed to take care of a building and keep it clean, like the janitors walked out of a building and started screaming at everybody, why the hell is it so dirty in there, right? Like, well, whose job is that, right? Like, and I'll go help. I mean, if you're mad, I'll go help you out. You know, I got to pick stuff up. But it seems like, you know, like the bathroom was dirty and everybody was screaming. It was supposed to be cleaning the bathroom. Why the hell is the bathroom so dirty? Why is there crap in the toilet? I don't know. You know, I don't know. I that's not what I do. It's just a little strange to me, and I know, man. I mean, we've heard this before at Hallis Hall. Like people are looking for answers, right? And they want to blame this culture and this this thing that you can't really define, right? Like, oh man, we must not be paying attention to details if we have 55 penalties to open the year. And when you watch their film, right, there's busted coverages, their linemen not working together, their running backs not getting the 3 or 4 extra yards, their receivers who look like they're in the wrong place, there's quarterbacks missing blitzes, there's D linemen not holding a point of attack, there's linebackers not running with running backs. Everything that could happen to the Chicago Bears is happening. There's a kicker who's supposed to, we thought he was a kicker out of bounds, he didn't, so he just said, but you know what, I'll do that next week, right? He did it the first play of the game when it was the wrong time to kick it out of bounds. So it's just it's like a circus you're watching up there at Hallis Hall. And to be honest with you guys, I'm in Oxford, Ohio, to my University of Miami, to watch my daughter play volleyball. You guys can fill me in on the way Grady Jarrett reacted to what Coach Johnson said.
Well, I mean, Lawrence, you want to phrase it to him, or it's really just what the idea is that the players might be a little uncomfortable. That's okay. Like a coach doing that in the media, that's okay.
Well, the other part of it, was that Grady kind of was surprised that Chicago fans might be upset with what they've seen over the last couple of weeks. And he's apparently not used to this because, and I would tell him that Atlanta football fans are very different from Chicago football fans. It's a whole different dynamic here instead of a place where SEC football is probably more important than the Atlanta Falcons.
Welcome to Chicago, right? And that's why I always tell people I was shocked when I walked on the field in New Orleans when I went down there my 14th year, and there was like one media guy out there, right? You go to Chicago Bears practice, not only is there 30 or 40 media guys, but there's Hall of Fame writers, right? Hall of Fame writers, and there's all the biggest stations there, and everyone cares about what you're doing in Chicago. That's what makes it great to play here. And Grady Jarrett, from what I hear from him, from what I understand about him and him being a professional, he'll get used to it, right? He'll raise to the level of everyone breaking down everything you're doing. I would say, Grady, do me a favor, man. Just look at the last 12 years of the Chicago Bears record, and you'll realize why everyone's panicking and saying, man, what the hell is going on there? Because we've been watching this film for a while now. And is it fair to Ben Johnson? No. right? Is it fair to Caleb Williams? No. Is it fair to Grady Jarrett? No. But that is your reaction. It's like, we've seen this movie before, man. We've seen what you guys are saying. We have heard this before, right? Coach Eberflus is coming to town, and he got fired midseason, and last year, and no one was teaching Caleb how to watch film, and no one was holding us to the standard, and, you know, the details are not there, and we heard that, right? They fired Shane Waldron, and they knew it in camp, but they didn't know what to do. There's all these things going on here at Halas Hall for a while now, and that's why you are under this microscope, and get used to it, right? And I'm sure he will. He will get used to it, and so will the rest of them. But if I could give them just a hint, like Coach came out this week, he said, we're going to make practice competitive, like for once. Just do it, and tell us about it after it works.
I think that that's a fair way to look at it. And we're talking with Olin Kreutz here on a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday. And, when we talk about all of this stuff and looking at the film, and it's been funny, like all of our players that we talk to throughout the week have all had a similar tone when it comes mm-hmm. to, hey, man, I've looked at the film and things aren't right. What's the one thing, or go in whatever direction you want, when you're watching the tape that concerns you the most?
I think we went over it, right? When you watch the tape, and I hate to repeat what they say, but it really is just the details, whether the linemen aren't working together on combo blocks, whether the coverage, the guys aren't working together, communicating, whether the guys aren't fitting their run fits, and a lot of that, I mean, I guess they could explain by the system is new, and we have a lot to learn about the details of this system, right? Whether it be a wide receiver is in the wrong area, a quarterback just throwing up an interception, everybody together now, guys, everybody in this building. They all have, you know, special teams, whether it's not, you know, game management, challenging plays, you should know rules to kicking the ball, not kicking the ball out of bounds, kicking the ball out of bounds to open the game the next week. I mean, in those two games, you turn the film on. I turned it, like last week, pregame, they asked me who was going to win the game. I said the Bears were going to get blown out and the Lions are going to win it 31-17. That's just off of film, guys. That's just off of watching even the Lions get blown out of Green Bay. You could see them. They were getting beat man-to-man in that game, but they weren't making a ton of mental mistakes. And nothing gets you beat faster in the NFL than mental mistakes and not executing and looking like the coaching staff doesn't really know the strength of their players yet and how to put them and where to put them and what to ask them to do. So fair to them, right? We're trying to be as fair as we can in week three here, and they have a very winnable game coming up Sunday here at Soldier Field. But as fair as you can, the coaches are trying to actually learn what they have in their players. Because let me tell you something, guys, right now, one thing I learned in the NFL, and so the bullets start flying, you don't know what you have. You don't know what you have in your locker room. Everybody can say all they want in preseason. That's what you hear about. Everyone talking about, man, look at these preseason all pros. We'll find out week six, seven, and eight what they're really all about. And if we just, I guess we got to be patient and give this team room for the coaches to learn what they have, for the players to learn the details of the schemes that they're in now. Because, guys, there's nowhere else to go but up from what we saw on film the first 2 weeks.
So it's a great point, Olin. Like, they're learning their guys now that they're seeing the bullets flying. We saw a lot mm-hmm. more runs out of shotgun, didn't we, in the second week in Detroit. So I don't know whether that's an adjustment for DeAndre or for Caleb Comfort on the road. I'm not exactly sure mm-hmm. what that's about. And, you know, what are your thoughts on that? As we've thought a lot about the run game, I wonder what we'll see on Sunday as they're learning what these guys are good at.
Yeah, Caleb is dangerous out of the shotgun, right? It's what he's most comfortable with. The defense feels threatened when he's back there. Will he keep the ball? Will he throw the ball? It just kind of helps you handle one or two defenders that would normally be in the box. And I think, you know, it sounds good, right? We're going to put Caleb under center. We like play action. We like all this stuff that we see out of him on the center. But if you were to simplify, you two guys know just as much as anybody, nowadays the way quarterbacks come up in these spread offenses, half of them are doing 7-on-7 all year long nowadays, right? And they're always in the shotgun. They're always in spread offenses. And a lot of them, like I didn't think about, Dustin and Molly brought up at the postgame show, like how many quarterback sneaks has Caleb actually run, right? They got stopped twice. There's another one. Stopped twice on quarterback sneak, right? How many has he actually taken from under center? You could probably count them on both hands, right? It hasn't been a lot, right? How many in high school? How many in college? How many in the NFL? under center quarterback sneaks, guys, has he taken? So he's not great there with his footwork. He's not great coming out from under center. The running back doesn't get the ball sometimes when he's supposed to. And that's all the things that Ben Johnson and Declan Doyle and Barry and all these guys are brought here for. And I just think that's a little bit of shock. I'll keep going back to this. A little bit of shock to everyone's system, just how far away these Chicago Bears are. But as you guys know from talking to me off air, I am not shocked at all how far they got to go to get to 500.
When you look at Dallas's defensive tape, and obviously Matt Eberflus is trying to install what he wants to run, you lose Micah Parsons, that's not great. Are there opportunities here for the Bears to get some stuff done on offense?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. There's definitely opportunities. They definitely have matchup advantages with Kosey Love and Cole Kmet and Luther Burden and whoever they want to put in the middle of that field versus the Dallas Cowboys. Right? And I've seen their best cornerback is also out with all the weapons the Bears have. And guys, the interior of their line, they still flash, right? There's still some times where there was a 20-yard outside zone last week that Swift hit, I think it was in the first quarter, and Dahlman reaches the nose. Now, it's the backup nose guard, but that's beautiful. The combo block on the backside was beautiful. I mean, the offensive line that the Bears have assembled, they can dominate a game like this, but you can't keep hurting yourself, right? You can't keep getting penalties. You can't keep getting holdings. You can't keep getting personal foul face masks. You can't keep having, you know, false starts on every play. You think you're just going to keep overcoming that. And Caleb, everyone talked about his feet looked better last week. The ball was coming out a little better. It took a little bit of a step. Keep that going. They're at home. Hopefully a little better with the cadence. A lot of matchups, Lawrence, as I'm sure you've seen, a lot of matchups in this game do favor the Chicago Bears, right? They do favor talent-wise. This isn't the same matchup I saw on film last week. Now, it's a pick-em just because of the way the Chicago Bears have been playing and all the things we just talked about with learning their scheme and do they make a mistake and are they all on the same page and all the things that we talked about. But I could see, guys, and maybe this is me just hoping after I watch the Lions game, I could see this offensive line, along with Cole Kmet, who I think is open the season, play pretty damn good football, slowly take over this game. As long as they don't hurt themselves, they can on first and second down be successful.
Wow. Olin Krutz, it's going to be great to listen to you in pregame on Sunday. That's for damn sure. Olin, let's play this for you and play for any listeners who haven't heard it. This is Ben Johnson today. When asked about Braxton Jones and assessing his performance so far, this is just earlier today.
At left tackle, you left things very open-ended going into the season about your plans there that you'd be evaluating. Has Braxton convinced you, or is that still very much?
Yeah, each week we evaluate everybody on the roster, and so if a guy's playing well, you know, we let them know that and say that they're playing winning football for us. And if guys aren't doing well, then we have to look into how do we help them and put them in a better spot to succeed, or do we need to get somebody else in there? So that's a conversation we have for every player on the roster. You know, we'll see where we go each week, and you'll see on game day.
Well, what about specifically with Braxton? I mean, Joe Tooney is not at risk each week of being benched. What is your assessment of Braxton right now?
Braxton is doing a good job in terms of knowing the game plan. I think he started the first half of each game really strongly, and we probably haven't had the second half finish that we've wanted.
So hasn't had the second half finish that he's wanted from Braxton. Olin, you know the body, you know about the injury, you know about the work habits, and you know the man a little bit. Is that a guy on his way back from injury? What do you make of Ben Johnson's assessment there?
Well, first of all, I make of it since 2022, right, guys? Since 2022, since Braxton made his first start at left tackle, we could get better at left tackle, right? Like, that's how long this has been going on, right? And it's just, okay, if we are, like nothing is more consistent in Chicago football, right? We're all excited. They start the year bad. The quarterback's, you know, is the quarterback good? Is he bad? Is the coach? Oh, my goodness. Let's all yell about the lowest paid offensive lineman, right? Like, that's what they always do. Like guys, you're highly paid players. Like, coach, they have to play better, right? You have to have someone better than Braxton Jones before you pull them out. Right, like you're gonna put like that's gonna fix your problems. Putting Theo Bennett at left tackle, like these things just they make my brain hurt, guys. But yes, he came back. from a major injury. Yes, that leg is giving out on him in the second half. But you had no plan for that. Like, you guys knew that was going to happen. Right? Like, this stuff really starts to frustrate me a little bit, as you can hear in my voice, because it's like we're in this, we're this hamster on this wheel, and we just keep running the wheel, man. Right? Like, like whether it be Charles Leno, right? Like, you get Charles Leno out here. Like guys, like, you're talking about things that don't matter, right? Like, coach, can we get DJ? Where is Posting Loveland and Luther Burden, right? You're going to pull Braxton Jones out of the game. Like, okay, great. But if he has to play himself into shape, why are you pulling him out of the game? Right? He needs those reps, right? Why are you pulling Caleb Williams out of a game? They got to learn your scheme. They got to learn your system. Like, these things don't make sense to me. But, yes, Braxton wasn't great in both second halves. Yes, they could get better to the left tackle spot. Yes, they could have took Olu Fashanu, right, that instead of Rome Odunze. Yes, they could have took the kid out of Minnesota instead of trading down and getting Shamar Turner. They could do all those things, but they didn't.
They did not. Oh, I know that you're in Ohio. Might you make your way back home through Bloomington, Indiana this weekend?
I will make my way back home to, Northern Illinois to watch the game. I have, a few volleyball tournaments. Let's just say that coming up. I got my daughter Hannah's playing. My daughter Leah's playing. Abigail's playing. Grace is playing tonight. So as someone, a very smart person told me one time, what the hell did you think was going to happen when you had six kids? It's a good point.
It's a great point. Oh, have fun this weekend. We are going to see you on the pregame show. Be careful out there, and we'll see you next week.
Appreciate it, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.